Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Revolution, living in the middle of the Babylon, yeah. Middle of the mission, get it on. I talk gospel, living in the gospel, never talk hostile. Ventilate another song. In the midst of the ride, we gon' do just fine. And he, Jesus, survive, conquer death. Inside my soul, he alive, I see no lie. Conjure, watch your step. Revelation, quick as a world war. On an angel, angle the world war. And it came with a flame, let it burn more. Let them separate the good from the bad tear. Darkness, no hope if they go there. On a regular regiment, they're prevalent. We ain't talking to president, he ever said. Jesus, the Christ, like it's alright. Ain't no sinner, some minister, we're getting in them. Why they poison listeners and spitting venom? Ain't no worldly analysis, the challenges. Why they worship landmarks and fallacies? Apocalypse and prophetic, you honor it. You see the lie, truth wins in all of it. All the time, Holy Ghost conduct mine. For the Lord, in due time, we all shine. It ain't nothing but a war. We go even up the score. God knocking at the door. Don't you hear him calling? When I tell you the truth and I spit it in the book, that news tells you, devil don't want it. Witness for Christ and I flow nice. On a demon colder than ice. Living machine in his precise. Hear what he's saying.
I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the
hold, but don't break. Hey, however long that it take, no devil pie and no cake. And the jealous ones will still pray for you, but no Judas up in my space. Wait, this life will come with no hate. You talking out of that spite. Take a log out from your own eye. Make sure your salvation right. Approach the light and it's bright. No noose of blood that's in sight. That blood of Christ and that blood of Christ. Now plead over your life. Jesus, the giver of infinite literature. Yeah. Jesus, the healer of medicine living you. Yeah. Living my enemies up in my living room, living with memories. Demon, they get at you. Soldier, I'm living it. Jesus, I come to you. I'm freed by the blood, and I'm at some G show. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh. I'm freed by the blood, and I'm at some G show. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh.
I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood.
I'm living the scripture. Hope you get the picture. Christ, the elixir, the elevated mass, the inside of Christ mixture. Pray no resistance, pray with persistence, impel the demon, pray hard. Then I come back to legion, come back for treason, slay y'all deep in the graveyard, pray God. I'm an automatic, and I'm chilling in the outskirts, servitude, I gotta have it. And tell Satan I'm a bomb, first word addict. While the past is slow, no, it don't matter, brain matter. Praise the Lord, the sharpest sword, and Jesus, and no, there ain't no other. His words say souls will go into hell. Hot fire, no hope inside a cell. This word, I shared it with my mother. My brother gon' have story to tell. Who bell we are, no cowards running. Some people just tell the lie well. No price tag placed upon my soul. Praise Christ, the days are ancient old. Right now, it's about to go down. You just wanna hate upon the flow. Talk rap, making it for limbs go crack. Doing this from way back, come up with the Christ for the payback. Did you really say that? It don't really matter, ain't no industry slave with a chain and a big hat. I'll be running with Yeshua, you guess, huh? No foe, no crack under pressure. Take it to the top, to my head get charming and it just goes.
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it to the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight.
Problem, they lack in the literal faith. Imagine the stakes of this great broken society. Look at his face. Tissue for issues and tears for the fears. I
pray for them soldiers rejecting the word. Seeking my vision is clear. Getting to put the word all in your ear. Warriors saved by the blood of the Christ. You are surrendering, not drilling. I'm reading Ezekiel feet and I'm drinking the fountain of life. No need for carpet or wars in the fight. Pray for the cop to be taking us out. He do not know what the hell is about. With the worms and the maggots that live in your mouth. Surrounded by light as I enter the corridor. Jesus the majesty, he is Lord. Staying in the manger or on the cross. Mercy, Goliath, the demon boy. Facing the Christ, he deliver. And I do not shiver when I sense a demon. I pray for discernment as long as you're breathing. And you cannot earn his salvation. Faith over logic and reason, illuminate nothing, deceived by the Lucifer bluffing and sending discussion. Jesus returning with fire, yes, Rob returning with the fire. Holy Son of God, telling you the alien, the fraud. Sharpen with the word, cause it cut like a sword. But problem, they lacking the literal faith. Imagine this face, it is great. Broken society, look at his face. Tissue for issues and tears for the fears. I pray for them soldiers rejecting the word. Seeking my vision is clear. Geeking to put the word all in your ear. Warriors saved by the blood of the Christ. You are surrendering, not drilling. I'm reading Ezekiel feet and I'm drinking the fountain of life. No need for carpet or wars in the fight. Pray for the cop to be taking us out. He do not know what the hell is about. With the worms and the maggots that live in your mouth. Surrounded by light as I enter the corridor. Jesus the majesty, he is Lord. Staying in the manger or on the cross. Mercy, Goliath, the demon boy. Faith in the Christ he deliver, and I do not shiver when I sense a demon. I pray for discernment as long as you're breathing, and you cannot earn his salvation. It's given, believe it. Faith over logic and reason, illuminate nothing, deceived by the Lucifer bluffing and sending discussion. Jesus returning with fire, yes, Rob returning with the fire. Holy Son of God, telling you the alien, the fraud. Sharpen with the word, cause it cut like a sword, but it heals through the Lord, no lie. For the real faith, no fear, this life.
Screaming from the wild that you don't hear me, breathing through the trial, I let the way open. Touch my life and this survival show. Jesus got the power, 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 power. Screaming from the wild, but you don't hear me.
Come on,
breathe it through this crowd. I let the other way open. Besides, touch my life and this survival show.
Stay in the word, faith in the word. What has occurred? Open it up. I'm telling the truth. Pray over you, Satan the coward. He get devoured in this final hour. Jesus the power. We wrestle the spirit. Open the earth with the lyrics. And what is they getting at? Instead of the scriptures, they craving the image of faith. Repentance and seeking his name. Late night praying over Easton's main. Hear what he say. He say what he want. Ha! We will command. This is the plan. A soldier at war. Deep in the trench. And look to the right. Hand. Yeah. Situated close to the Father. On a mission, we can witness to the rich and the poor. On the corner, stay aligned in order. And if the world would freaking fall us, Yeshua coming back with the horses and the scorpions. And they do stay for the 5 months. Revelation ain't no movie.
Screaming from the wild, but you don't hear me though. Breathing through this crowd, I let the away open. Besides, that's my life and this survival show. Jesus got the power, 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 power.
Raising the casket, critical drastic, pinnacle massive, dodging disaster. Jesus returning with the earth stop all on the atlas. This ain't the regular. You can just miss it. Religion is not what I do over here. Crushing, destroying the fear. Breaking it down in the scripture to picture the enemy falling. His power, the majesty, loving us graciously. Mercy is given. The wisdom is plentiful. Faith is the patience. The fruit of the spirit is nourishing, flourishing. Giving by faith what it takes. Wrestle the lions and tigers and spirits. Pray going up and they wire the lyrics. Telling my heart and he quiet my spirit. Giving the peace and I war with the beast. Soldier, I stick to the scripture, write it in stone. Touched by the power, all in the zone. Watching the seraphim fall. Pray for your enemy, pray for your soul. Pray for the strength, add any limp. Welcome to warfare with Lucifer foe. Touched by the fire, I spit some cold.
Whoa, Demond, whoa. Right on, what's up?
What's cracking? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. Appreciate you being here, man. You know what I'm talking about? So today we're supposed to be interviewing, doing a second interview with my homie Revolution. You know, that's the music we've been playing. You know what I'm saying? The music we've been playing since the broadcast began today, and that's all I'm going to play today. You know what I'm talking about? It's his music. You know what I'm talking about? So we're giving him a chance to call in. I told him, at first, the original plan was, you know, we usually come on at 11 o'clock. So he was down with that 11 o'clock and all that stuff like that. Then I had to change it up and tell him 10:30 because we got invited to another event after the broadcast that actually started. We got another interview, appointment after the broadcast that starts at 12 because it was supposed to start at 1 o'clock, but it got pushed up to 12. So I hit my homie up and say, man, you know, can we push the interview up to 10:30? And he said, yeah. So I guess he's still asleep or something. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to do it like this. We're going to keep playing some of his music. Like I said, that's all you're going to hear, my homie Revolution. You're going to hear his music today. I'm waiting for him to call in so we can do this interview and everything like that, man. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to keep playing his music. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to play another song. If he don't call in by the end, then we're going to get into some scriptures, man. You know what I'm talking about? And just rock out like that. You know how we do it. So, yeah, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you being here. And before we go and play another song from the homie Revolution, let me go ahead and pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for starting us on our way. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your spirit, your anointing. And thank you, Father, most of all, for your love and how you show it through Jesus the Christ. Father, I now decrease before you so that you can increase in me. Let your will be done on this broadcast. Father, I pray that you would touch Revolution right now. Father, if he's still asleep, I pray that you would wake him up. Let him call in. If not, Father, if something else happened, I pray that you would be with him, comfort him, keep him encouraged in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. And I ask that you touch every heart and mind that's on the broadcast that did, you know, sacrifice enough to get up, think about you enough to say that you are important, that I cannot miss hearing from the Lord, because Father, I know that it's you speaking through this broadcast, and they know that it is you speaking through this broadcast. So thank you for speaking through this broadcast, and I pray for the ones that are tuned in now. You see them. I pray for those that are tuned in now. We usually come on at 11, but it's 10:30, so I pray for those faithful ones that are still here, and you see them, Father, and I pray a special blessing over them, because you said that you will bless those that bless me, and you'll curse those that curse me. So they are a blessing to me, so I pray a blessing over their lives, not only for today, but, you know, for the rest of the year and however long you see fit for it to go, Father. So let your will be done, Father. Get the glory from this broadcast. Continue to be pleased with our praise. Keep us encouraged, Father. In the name of Jesus, help us to continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Continue to lead us and guide us. Let us continue to follow you all the way to heaven. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you. Hallelujah all day. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We'll be right back in a minute. We're going to play one more song. Give my boy another, you know, few minutes to call on in here and everything like that. Matter of fact, I'm going to jump to one of his newer songs. But that's what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and put the new songs on out there. The album he dropped this year. All right, so we're going to play this song. You heard it before, but then you might not have heard it, but we done played it before. This song is called The Dark Side. You know what I'm talking about? My homie Revolution be going off on it, man. So we're going to just play his music. Like I said, we'll be back with scripture. If my boy don't call in, you know what I'm talking about? Probably still over there asleep or something. Ain't no telling, man. Get up for God. You know what I'm talking about? When hip-hop meets Christ, we'll be right back. Peace.
With the hellhounds, yeah, in the bastion. She was spellbound. Say yes, for your boy had to turn around. Say Jesus, believe that it's going down. And what they talking about? They hit their booth with their mediocre raps, and they missing all the facts. Please tell me where they at. I stick to the mic, I drop hard tracks, and Satan get attacked, bring the pain to them. No remorse in the furnace. This is warfare with the powers of the air still learning. Hellfire won't burn us, won't burn us. Still repenting of my sins, I'm forgiven, but I'm still stirring. Lord, know that he learned us. And with the four faced creatures coming, Lucifer, know it's hurting. On the level, see angelical. The Holy Spirit be a comforter, and Jesus is my cover. Warfare.
Wait. DJ Scritchy, if Scratch on you ones and twos, and y'all know we about to run that back. That's the new one, man. One of the new tracks from the album The Furnace by the homie Revolution, man. You know what I'm talking about? That dude said when he first started walking with God, he said he started reading Revelation first. Not Genesis, not Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, but Revelation, which is good because Revelation is the revelation of Jesus the Christ. Yeah, you want to see Jesus revealed, huh? Yeah, if you don't want to see him revealed, then you're gonna stay out of Revelation, huh? But yeah, man, we love the whole Bible. So I'm running that song back, Revolution, the Dark Side, from the album The Furnace. Be right back.
With the boy with the hellhounds, yeah, in the basket. She was spellbound. Say yes, for your boy had to turn around. Say Jesus, believe that it's going down. And what they talking about? They hit their booth with their mediocre raps, and they missing all the facts. Please tell me where they at. I stick to the mic, I drop hard tracks, and Satan get attacked, bring the pain to them. No remorse in the furnace. This is warfare with the powers of the air still learning. Hellfire won't burn us, won't burn us. Still repenting of my sins, I'm forgiven, but I'm still stirring. Lord, know that he learned us. And with the four faced creatures coming, Lucifer, know it's hurting. On the level, see angelical. The Holy Spirit be a comforter, and Jesus is my cover. Warfare, you're the second there. You can call it gospel rap, homie, I don't care. Whatever it is, you know who I'm running with. Whatever the biz, you know what I'm coming with. So sing a song for the underrated. Sing a song for the most hated. Say a prayer for the ones hating. You ain't seen hellfire, what you really say? You ain't seen hellfire, man, stop playing. Rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So, rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So, rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So, rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do.
Pray over ridicule. Critics, they watching their diagnosis. Some of their music is pitiful. Yes, right, I mean, he deserves the most. Heavy the jam when you listen to it. Touching us, so we gon' take it back. This is a solo endeavor. Just wait till I rip up with Jason Mack. But back to the principle, all individuals coming to Christ. Ultimate sacrifice, wisdom precise. Dead on with aim, Lucifer name. Open the dungeon, repay him with pain. Loosen the chain, only to go back inside of the flames. This is repayment in Jesus the game. Die for the truth and the words that I'm saying. The aliens faking like visitors. They perpetrate life with their signatures. They destined to die with their pyramids. Like Osiris and Horus and Therabit. Who tripping? They tripping. The fallen, they have no petition. Never been blinded by Babylon's system.
Rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So, rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So, rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So, rather than argue with you, I look at the steps in the depths of the dark side. I do not feel like you do. So.
Yeah, dig that. Know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Up in the building. What's crackling? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you getting up 30 minutes earlier, you know, a few minutes earlier, and tuning in, man. God sees you. You know what I'm talking about? He sees your faithfulness. I see a few numbers. You know what I'm talking about? But God sees you all the way. He know you by more than just a number. You know what I'm talking about? So appreciate y'all, you know, sacrificing, getting up. You know, I know it's Saturday. People be working hard during the week and want to sleep on Saturday. But when you get up, this ain't just getting up. We getting up so we can hear from the Lord, Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? So appreciate. That means y'all really want to hear from the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? So appreciate you. And that means I really want to hear from him too. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. So, appreciate you being here. We close to been doing a Revolution interview with my homie Revolution. You know what I'm talking about? This one of my favorite, you know, hip-hop ministers of the gospel. You know what I'm talking about? I love the way that he lets the Holy Spirit speak through him. You know what I'm talking about? Very boldly, and how he is full of courage and unapologetic when checking Satan and wickedness. I love it. You know what I'm talking about? That's how we supposed to be. I ain't finna apologize or have mercy on the devil. You know what I'm talking about? We can't even have mercy on our own sinful nature. Yeah, don't be playing around. You know, that mug is a fight, shawty. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but you got to be winning most of the time, and after that, God going to help you. You know what I'm talking about? Get yourself under control. You know what I'm talking about? That's fruit of the Spirit. So Jesus is Lord. So during this episode, this broadcast, we're going to be playing several of Revolution songs, even though he ain't called in. Yeah, he going to tell me something, bro. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, we're going to still be playing this song, man, but we're about to get into a scripture or two, or three or four. Y'all know we don't get no one or two scriptures, but we finna get into some scriptures. You know what I'm talking about? This is going to be, we're going to start off in Psalms, so you can go in and flip the Psalms, but we're going to be playing, like I said, several of his songs, nothing but his songs on this episode. We're still going to dedicate it to my homie. You know what I'm talking about? But this from his album, The Furnace. These last songs we playing going to be from his latest album, The Furnace, Revolution. You know what I'm talking about? So if you like any of them, it's available. Just Google it. The Furnace, Revolution. It'll take you to, you know, where he at and everything like that. And you got free downloads and you can donate, you know, give some money. You know what I'm talking about? Purchase for the call. So I like that too. It's available for free and you can also give, you know what I'm talking about, and purchase it as well. So that's what this kingdom is about. So as you can see, there's always kingdom work. You know, there's always work to do in the kingdom of God. There's always kingdom work to be done. You know what I'm talking about? We interviewed Rev back in 2014 and it was a good broadcast. I was listening to it yesterday. That mother guy, I'm talking about, the Holy Spirit came on through there. You know what I'm talking about? So that's from 2014. It's a Revolution/Revelation, if you want to hear that, from 2014. We got over 500 episodes live or what have you since we've been doing this. All right? So I think he had dropped, like, at least two albums, maybe three, since 2014. So appreciate you tuning in. You still can share this with our peeps. And like I said, we just been to get into the Word then. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what we do, get into the Word of God. So we're going to go into Psalms, and I'm going to start at Psalms 111. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to read Psalms 111. We're going to be off the broadcast. We're probably just going to do an hour broadcast. So that means we really ain't got about 30 more minutes left because we started at 10:30. So we're going to get off at 11:30 because, like I said, got an appointment at 12 o'clock. Got to be there, and ain't going to be late. You know what I'm talking about? Killing that CP stuff. CP time, screw that. You know what I'm talking about? Be on time. You don't do that CP time during the week, 9 to 5, or whatever shit. Uh-oh. Yeah, we were supposed to be interviewed in Revolution, but like I said, you don't be 9 to 5. You know what I'm talking about? You don't be that CP time during it, do you? Because they'll fire that behind. Uh-huh. And that's a shame, though. We quick to run to what man say we got to do, and then we quick to shun or overlook what God say we got to do. Nah, we ain't having it over here, though. You see what I'm saying? You can choose right now. He said, I put life and death in front of you. Choose life. We can choose right now to say, I'm going to esteem the things of God and the things of heaven more higher than this earthly stuff. That means more higher than your boss, more higher than your job, more higher than your school, more higher than your food, more higher than whatever, because it's God over everything. He's that important. Like I said, he give us a free will. But just because he give us a free will, don't mean we can just choose all willy-nilly whatever we want to do. God give me a free will. He know my heart. Now, God know everything about you. He know more than your heart, folks. Now, what do you want to know about God? Yeah, you should know. Want to know everything about him. You know what I'm talking about? He's the one that created us. He's the one that wakes us up from day to day. He's the one that allows us to keep standing in the midst of all this God-doing crazy stuff, evil, wickedness. He's the one that allows us to keep standing, even every breath that we breathe. Breathe in. Breathe out. Genesis say he breathes into us the breath of life. You have the breath of life in you. You see what I'm saying? So take God serious. Esteem God as more higher than your job. Because I know a lot of us grown folk, you know, that job and that boss, we going to make sure we do what they say and all that do. And folk be on the job, hate the job, and they be brown nosing, you know, kissing up to the boss and all this stuff. But then how do you treat God, though? That's what I want to know. Yeah, just how do you treat, okay. Let me go and read something. Crunching on some toes. We were supposed to be interviewing Revolution, so y'all blame him because he didn't call in. No, I'm just playing. Psalms 111, though, man. Psalms 111. The title of this psalm is Praise to God for His Faithfulness and His Justice. Yeah, praise God for His faithfulness and His justice. He is always faithful, right? Always faithful. That's why we quick to blame him. Because you in control. And I know you can do this. But God, what? No, no, no. Let's stop doing that. And let's say, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to trust God. You know what I'm talking about? That needs to be our attitude. I don't know what's going on. I don't understand what's going on. I can't see, but I'm going to trust God. All this going against me, all that going against me, people doing this and Satan doing that, but I'm going to keep on trusting and praising God. Nobody can stop you from doing it except yourself. Okay? And that's why the devil is trying to make us come up and focus on our self world we live in. Every social media is about yourself, right? That's what they make it about. Even the companies that get on it, it's about the company. See, selfish. What about the Twitter accounts that's for Jesus? What about the Facebook accounts that's for God? You know what I'm talking about? The Instagram pictures. You know what I'm talking about? Put some scriptures on Instagram or something. You know what I'm talking about? What's up with that? Anyway, Psalms 111, verse 1 says, praise the Lord. Is that right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Praise the Lord. Verse 1, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Yeah, this is the assembly of the upright over here and in the congregation. And it don't have to be a building. You know what I'm talking about? Long as you are not forsaking yourself, forsaking the assembling of yourselves together with true believers. You see what I'm saying? So I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright. That's what you have here. And in the congregation. Verse 2. Psalms 111 says, the works of the Lord are great. The works of the Lord, what he does, his actions are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. I read something in the Bible. It said, man, to the pure, all things are pure. But to the unbelieving, ain't nothing pure. Uh-oh. To the pure, all things are pure. And we ain't pure by our own actions. We're pure by the blood of Jesus. You see what I'm saying? We receive what Jesus did for us. But it said, to the pure, all things are pure. But to the unbelieving, ain't nothing pure. That's why we're in a state of Babylon. You know what I'm talking about? Confusion. But God ain't the author of confusion. So we can be in the system of Babylon, which is confusion, and God can still keep us focused on him. Because we know that he's not the author of confusion. You know what I'm talking about? The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. Verse 3, Psalms 111 says, his work is honorable and glorious. Yeah, God's work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. Verse 4, he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. Because he don't just do any old, every old thing. He makes his works. His works are wonderful. So he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious, and he is full of compassion. And that ain't all, though. But people think, okay, well, he's his grace and all this, so I can do all this under his grace, and I'm going to be straight. And no, nah, man. It's the Lord who we talking about. He know everything about us. He know more about us than we know about ourselves. So he know even when we trying to fool him. But guess what? You can't fool the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? The Lord is gracious, and he's full of compassion, but don't take his kindness for weakness. Verse 5, Psalms 111 says, he has given food to those who fear him, to those who reverence him. He has given food to them. That means he's our provider. Yeah, he has given food to those who fear him. Yeah, where you think you get the food from the stove? What? Are you tripping, man? He has given food to those who fear him. He's the shepherd. He takes care of us. He gives us the power to get wealth. And how in the world we going to start singing and talking and making songs about wealth instead of the one who gives us the power to get wealth? That's what When Hip Hop Meets the Christ is here for, to point you back to the one. We ain't going to point you to the wealth, but we're going to point you to the one who gives us the power to get wealth. He's in every breath that we breathe. He has given food to those who fear him. Yeah, he'll give you food. He cares about every detail of your life. Do you know how many hairs on your head? God cares about that. And if he cares about how many hairs is on my head, that means he cares about even the little details like what I put on today. Yes, he does care about that. If he care about my little hair on my head, shawty, if he wrote all my members down in his book, I know good and well. He care about everything, man. Whatever we care about, that's what he care about. You see what I'm saying? So he gives food to those who fear him. He even give you food. He's our provider. He will ever be mindful of his covenant that he established way back then. He gonna always remember that. Verse 6 says, he has declared to his people the power of his works. Jesus got the power, power, power. He has declared to his people the power of his works and given them the heritage of the nations. He'll give you the heritage of the nations. See, we are heirs of God, and we are joint heirs with Jesus. That means everything that God owns and everything that Jesus owns, we got access to. You know what I'm saying? And we joint heirs. We going, you know, get to take part in it just like he do. You see what I'm saying? We be good stewards, or we don't own it, but we got access to it, and we're good stewards over it just like. Okay? All right, so he declared to his people the power of his works and giving them the heritage of the nations. The Bible says, what Jesus said in the Bible, that it's your Father's good pleasure. It brings your Father good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God. You will be missing nothing. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 7 says, the works of his hands are verity. Verity is true, right, real, okay? So the works of his hands are true, right, real, and justice. That's what God do. The works of his hands are verity and justice. He's going to be true with it. And he's going to make sure, you know, he justifies us. Yeah, because the just shall live by faith in God. You know what I'm talking about? So he is all about justice. He's not just saying with liberty and justice for all and then, you know, turn around and say screw that. They just said that. But God is all about the works of his hands are verity. The works of his hands are justice. All his precepts are sure. Look at the world. It's crumbling. The things that we used to trust in the world, or the system that we used to trust in the world and all that stuff like that, is falling. But guess what's still standing? Yeah, this word of God, still standing. Yeah, the spirit of Christ that lives in you and me, still standing. Ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 8, it says, they stand fast forever and ever. That right? Stand fast. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. Yeah, you are a work of God's hands. You know that? He going to make sure you get justice and verity, because that's what he do. You are a work of his hands. He cares about you. You know what I'm talking about? He cares about me. Verse 9, he has sent redemption to his people. Look, he cares about his people because he sent redemption, rejuvenation, resurrection. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus is the life. You think you've been living and you've been living without Christ? Get over here. He'll redeem you. I'm talking about give you joy. Joy, not happiness, but joy. Love. You see what I'm saying? Peace. You can live with those three right there. But that ain't all. Self-control, kindness, gentleness. I'm talking about a whole bunch of fruit of spirit. Like nine of them. All right? And it's in Galatians 5 if you want to go there. But right now we're in Psalms chapter number 111. Reading verse 9. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Yeah, it's a lot in a name. Jesus is his name, man. Ain't nobody else name on the earth Jesus. Think about it. Have you ever ran in all these people you done met in your life and ran into and still, have you ever met anybody named Jesus? Exactly. You know what I'm talking about? Now, I know the Spanish, they'll say Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Stuff like that. But we talking about, have you ever met anybody else named Jesus? And the reason it's like that, because God, the one that gave him the name above every name, God did it. He the one put his power in Jesus' name. That's why when you say Jesus, it's power. It's stuff taking place just by you saying his name. I'm talking about it shakes all heaven, it shakes the earth, and then it shakes all hell too. Yeah. Jesus. That's right. Psalms 111. Verse number, where we at? 9. It says, he has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Who else named holy and awesome? That's his name. His name by itself is holy. His name by itself is awesome. That's why you get the reaction. Go outside and say it right now. Wherever you at, say it and see what kind of reaction you get. You get two reactions. Somebody going to be like, oh, Lord, here you go with their religion. Or, and somebody else going to be like, yeah, Jesus, that's right. That's my Lord and Savior now. Yeah, I know about the Lord. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? That's the only two reactions. Because his name is holy. And his name is awesome. Okay? If it was not holy, if it was not awesome, do you think people would have a problem with his name? You can sit down and talk to anybody in any religion about everything and agree with them on everything until when it comes down about Jesus. And that's the problem. It's like that for a reason. You can sit down, I'm talking about good morals, we agree on everything. But when it comes down to Jesus, they're going to say, nah, he just was a good man. He was a prophet. He was this, that, and the other. But we that know him, we're going to tell him that, nah, he's the Lord and Savior of the world. He's the one that was with God when God made everything. He made everything through Jesus the Christ. Without Jesus, God didn't make nothing. God made everything. And when he made everything, he made it through Jesus the Christ. Jesus is the Savior of the whole world. Yeah, not just those that believe him. You believe him, that's great. That's good. Keep it up. Get other folks to believe him too. You see what I'm saying? Because God don't want nobody to be eternally separated from him. That's why he sent Jesus. But now, look, we got to argue over Jesus. There ain't nobody arguing over who the devil is. And, yeah, it ain't no D in the. They ain't arguing over how to spell the devil name and arguing over who the devil is or nothing. They got that down pat. One devil, right? But then when they come down to God, like I said, how many religions we going to make up? You know what I'm talking about? Verse number 10. Psalms 111, and we about finished with it. Well, that's the last verse of this chapter. Psalms 111, verse 10. We're going to play another one of Revolution songs. He still ain't called in. You got to tell me something, bro. That right? I ain't mad, though. You know what I'm talking about? We still getting this Jesus. Psalms 111, verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Yeah. The fear of the Lord, not being scared of him, even though he can scare you, but he don't want you to be scared of him. You see what I'm saying? The fear of the Lord, that's the reverence of the Lord, the honor of the Lord. You glorifying the Lord as who he is. That's what fear, reverential fear is what they call it. Reverencing God, honoring God as God. The fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You want to be wise? Start reverencing the Lord in your life. See, the reverence or the fear of the Lord, the honor of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. Yeah. The ones that do his commandments have a good understanding of who he is. You know what I'm talking about? We have to be hearing his word. Like, we hear it. When you call in, you hear it. But you also have to be a doer of the word. That means you have to apply this word into the areas of your life that you need to apply it into. Because Jesus is the answer to everything. He is the answer to everything. So the fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord, the honor of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you start honoring the Lord, that's going to begin to make you wise right there. And then a good understanding have all those who do his commandments. You got a good understanding. His praise endures forever. His praise endures forever. That's right. It ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah all day. From generation to generation, from age to age. He is Lord. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We was doing the interview, supposed to do an interview, but we just going to play a song. You know what I'm talking about? He's with us in spirit. You're going to play a few of Revolution songs, man. You know what I'm talking about? You got to tell me something, Rev. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. So we about to play another one of the songs, one of the latest songs off of the album called The Furnace by the homie Revolution. You know what I'm talking about? Actually, we're going to play the song, The Furnace. And after that, he got another song called The Harbinger, or Harbinger. You know what I'm talking about? H-A-R-B-I-N-G-R. I like both of them, though, even though I know what Harbinger means. But, yeah, we finna play The Furnace. Then we're going to play The Harbinger. And then we're going to come back and read another scripture or two if we got time. And then play another song. And then we out. Because, like I said, got a 12 o'clock appointment. It's already 11 after 11. Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Your homie Oasis on the line. Appreciate you being here. I'll be right back after these messages.
Trying to dodge ways of alchemy and sorcery. It ain't no crystal ball. It ain't no false gods of Babylon mysteries. Just let it fall. All black in my zone with the Lord. Feeling so intact, hold my own one accord. We be really going in the young lion sport. Invested in the armory, so holla old sport. Bible study muddy, cut the darkness with the razor. Push-ups in the sauna, never question my behavior. War with the spirits they gon' visit on occasion. And I'ma send them back to the hellfire blazing. Until they saw the torment, they was laughing at Jesus. Hold on for a second while your chest still breathing. Gospel rappers fighting for the best, that's treason. Worldly rappers feel soft on God, that's weasel. Picture the heat of that furnace. Moloch, the Horus, get the sulfur. Pass straight Nimrod, Osiris, get gutted. What was the name of that false god you uttered? Easter is pagan, Passover isn't. Maybe the Reaper should visit. Master P limit, see, I ain't got none. Die for the gospel until that day come. The demons, they run. Back to the basics, no traces of Satan. I stay in the word with the patience. Pray over Vegas and Murphy, dark places where victims are held by their captives and rapists. That is just sickening. Death coming quick in it. We're up in the burn. Repent of that history. Life ain't a mystery. Check your endurance. The devil has sold with the fire, the furnace. Burn it. Won't you show us what the center of hell work? Where do your face work? Employed by the seed of Cain. You ain't ready for the remnant, man. Light shine for Yeshua. Crumble in the presence of power. Every wicked spirit got their hour. Tick tock on the clock. And I ain't talking about no flame or flame. Public enemy number one for the things I say. No compromise. And I stick to the scriptures. See the fifth seal enterprising. I don't need a dime. You know we get it in. And never acting like like we better than the people, so you hate to do it, come again. See, I'm a piece of sand, off the cornerstone. We in the furnace, baby, tell them leave that heat alone. See, I'm a piece of sand, I'm off the cornerstone. We in the furnace, baby, tell them leave that heat alone.
Extension the pain in the house where I'm growing up. Just
pray for the Jezebel. Just finished throwing up, tell him this fire when I open the earth. Darkness is punished, the promise of Christ, what it's worth. Carry the light on the search, what I was looking for work. Yes, and I got it, aiming for Lucifer down. Sending that loose and I'm crushing the booth in the zone. What is the radio on? Your baby was twerking the songs wrong. Approaching the hour, hands on the clock, stay on the watch and we Satan devour. A lot of activity come from that rivalry. But stand in the promise, the word that got written on hearts in this armory. Covered in armor, fulfilling the prophecy properly. Approaching the hour, hands on the clock, stay on the watch and we Satan devour. A lot of activity come from that rivalry. Stand in the promise, the word that got written on hearts in this armory. Covered in armor, fulfilling the prophecy properly.
Yo, what's crackling? He up in here. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Shouts out, much love to you. You know what I'm talking about for sure, man. Yes, sir. Yes, man. Appreciate you being here, man. We playing a couple of my homie songs. You know what I'm talking about? Even if he don't call in for the interview, man. You know what I'm talking about? He didn't. You know what I'm talking about? We still got his songs, though. You know what I'm talking about? Still got his songs, so we still going to play them songs. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody who's doing this hip-hop gospel, you know what I'm talking about? Glorifying God with your gifts and talents, your recording, or whatever you want to do. Hey, contact us. We get you on here. You know what I'm talking about? When hip-hop meets the Christ. People want to sleep on the broadcast and because, you know, they don't realize because it's internet. People, a lot of people want to look over it, but they forget that the first two W's in WWW, Jesus, 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 they forget that the first two W's, though, is worldwide. Okay? Worldwide. We taking this gospel to the world from the house. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. What's cracking, man? We got about, what, 8 minutes, 9 minutes left? You know what I'm talking about? I think we got enough for another psalm in here. You know what I'm talking about? Psalms 112. Because we just read Psalm 111. Let's read Psalm 112. And I'm going to play another song or two, and then we out. Because I got to go somewhere at 12 o'clock. Yeah, we're doing this back-to-school giveaway and all this stuff, getting children ready for school. So we've been invited to host the event in East Point. You know what I'm talking about? So we'll be up over there. You know what I'm saying? And everybody who up there doing all this stuff and putting stuff in front of God and all that shit, man, quick, cut that bull crap out, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, people be choosing money over God. Either God the Almighty or that money, that dollar the Almighty. Now, you go see which one you're going to do. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, you seem to just put anything and everything in front of God. Then going to get mad at God when our prayers don't get answered. Go ahead on, man. God, you can't treat God any kind of way and think you're going to get some perfect results, just like you can't treat people any kind of way and still get some perfect results from people, because people ain't perfect anyway. But you can't treat people any kind of way and they just going to, you expect them to be there. Yeah, you think you're going to treat God any kind of way and expect him to be there. Yeah, he got mercy. Yeah, he got grace. But yes, he is alive. He is the living God, man. So I'm sick of people giving God the short end of the stick. No, I ain't perfect, but I'm just tired of running into people who are supposed to be about this kingdom, and then they put anything and everything else in front of the Lord. Man, screw that. Screw Satan. Get this Jesus. We here to get the mind of Christ, right? All right, then. I don't care if you like me or not. I'm going to say the truth, and I'm going to come from my heart because it's in my heart to serve the Lord. This ain't no song. This ain't just no song. It's in my heart to serve the Lord. Every time you hear me or see Oasis, he's going to be serving the Lord. I ain't got time for the foolishness, man. I dedicated my whole life, gave my whole life to God. The Bible says submit to God, period. And then resist the devil and he'll flee. We sitting around here pity-patting and playing around. Want to put this in front of God, to put that in front of God. Now, here you go. Okay, thank you, Father, for getting me out of here, but I'm going to go pick you up later, shout out. I'm going to pick you up later. Let me go do this. Screw that. The blessed state of the righteous. Let me read this Bible, man. Got me hot right quick. The blessed state of the righteous. You're blessed. You're in the blessed state if you are the righteousness of God. You're not righteous because of anything that you do. You're not righteous because you do thou shalt not. You're not righteous because of your works. God let me sit up here. And I'm talking about in Leviticus, it said don't put no rings on your head. Don't put no rings on your face. God let me sit up here and not go to the barbershop, not cut my hair, not shave either. And my hair grow fast, because like Esau, you was hairy. My hair grow fast on my face and my head. You see what I'm saying? And God let me do that for about 2-3 months just to let me know, like, bro, all your own righteousness is filthy rags. I'm like, yeah. But that was your Bible say. That was your word say. Look, all your own righteousness, even you trying to live apart and follow the law without submitting to the Lord, that's filthy rags to me, cuz, because you got to accept and receive what my son Jesus did for you. Jesus didn't do all this to come down here and give us a little bull jive religion. But most of the people who call themselves Christians are weak. But now we are the definition of what Christian is. The definition of what Christian is follower of Christ. So don't call me a Christian, but yeah, you can refer to me as a follower of Christ. Know that. You wouldn't even be able to get this Jesus if I wasn't a follower of Christ, man. You know what I'm talking about? So we got to fight the good fight of faith. Don't let nothing get in your way. If something come up, temptation come to try to block you from something that you already dedicated to do for God, man, you better push that thing back. I don't care how good it look. Because ain't nothing but Satan. He'll present you something, give it to you in a pretty package. Satan will present you a bomb. Satan will present you destruction, something that will destroy you, but he'll put it in a pretty package. You going to go for it? What Carson, I think, Bugs Bunny or somebody used to do that? Give Yosemite Sam a pretty box with a bow on it. He opened it up. Soon he opened up, it blew his ears up. Psalms 112, screw Satan. Praise the Lord. Here it is again. We just read it, said praise the Lord in Psalms 111. Now we're starting off in verse 1 of Psalms 112, still saying praise the Lord. Like I told you, hallelujah is the highest praise. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the human who fears the Lord. There it is again. Blessed is the one who reverences God. If you're reverencing God, if you're honoring God, if you're following Jesus, you're exalting Jesus, you have received Jesus, then you are blessed. Blessed is the man or the human who fears the Lord, who reverences God as God, who honors God as God, who delights greatly in his commandments. Ain't nothing else light my life up. Don't nothing else light my life up or give me delight as much as this word does. Now, if something in your life giving you more delight than the word, you got to check that. You got to push that out of the way and put this word in the way. Because you got to delight greatly in his commandments. God is the most important thing on earth, period. You see what I'm saying? Verse 2 says, his descendants will be mighty on earth. Your decision will affect your descendants. And a descendant is the one who come after you. All your kinfolk come after you. Your children and cousins and everything. His descendants will be mighty on earth. Because you delighting greatly in God's commandment, in your heart, you know, you reverencing God. So his descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Verse 3, this going to get your attention since you want to chase it all the goddamn time and the world system say, chase this. Verse 3, Psalms 112 says, wealth and riches will be in his house. You ain't got to chase it because it's going to chase you because you lining up and doing things God's way. You at least trying to get the mind of Christ. You doing like Paul and like my boy Genesis said. You doing like Paul and like my boy Genesis. I'm reaching for the goal that's in front of me. I'm pressing. It's hard to do, but I'm pressing for the goal of the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I don't have time to. The Bible ain't never say go chase wealth. The Bible tells me to chase God. It says seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all this other stuff that the world tells you to go after. God going to add it to your life. So verse 3, Psalms 112 says wealth and riches will be in his house and his righteousness endures forever. Whose house is wealth and riches going to be in? You got to go back. You got to go back to the one, the first and the second verse. The man who fears God, the one who delights greatly in his commandments. You see what I'm saying? Wealth and riches going to be in their house. If you're fearing God, you're reverencing God, you're delighting greatly in his commandments, it don't matter what your situation say now. The Bible says wealth and riches. So the Bible speaks more and have more life in it than your situation. We about to go off the broadcast live. 60 seconds, you know what I'm talking about? 1 minute you got to call in, you know what I'm talking about? But we're going to go over, a couple of minutes, and then we out, because, like I said, we got an appointment.
All right, verse number 3, wealth and riches will be in his house. In whose house? The human who fears God, who delights greatly in his commandments. You know what I'm talking about? And his righteousness endures forever. Verse 4 says, unto the upright there arises light and darkness. That's right. Unto the upright there arises light and darkness. There is hope in this dark, evil world. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Psalms 112, verse number 5 says, a good man or a good human deals graciously and lends. Deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. That means you not shouldn't be frivolous with the things that God bless you with. A good man deals graciously. Yeah, I'll share with you. I'll lend this to you. You know what I'm talking about? But I got to guide my affairs with discretion. You can't get some fools out here. You know what I'm saying? You can't help a fool. A fool got to want to at least learn to help himself. You know what I'm talking about? Surely he will never be shaken, though. This is all the benefits of the righteous. And what makes you righteous? Accepting Jesus is what makes us righteous. Not by any works that we do, not by keeping the law. No, by reverencing the Lord. Verse 6 says, surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. That right? That's why we can say screw Satan. I'm not afraid of evil. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. That's right. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Verse 8 says, his heart is established. Yeah. God, establish my heart in the trust in him. Same thing he's doing with you. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. God got this. He's in control. Verse number 9, and we're about to get up out of here. Verse 9 and 10, we're getting up out of here. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. See, the Bible tells you what to do. Disperse abroad. Yeah, share. Giving to the poor. Help somebody. His righteousness, if you can, his righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. God will honor you when you honor him. That's how it go. Just like God, you know, Jesus was down here pointing to God. God was in heaven pointing right back to Jesus. God will honor you when you honor him. Verse 10, the wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, though. That right? The desire of the wicked shall perish. All that Illuminati, Satanism, all that stuff, they desire. The desire of the wicked, it's going to perish. You know why? Because God is in control. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to you. I pray that something was said to prompt you and to take you to the next level of faith in God. You know what I'm talking about? It was supposed to be interviewing my boy Revolution, but something happened. You know what I'm talking about? We don't fault nobody. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, God in control. You know what I'm talking about? If it was meant, it would happen, right? But God still showed up, and he still showed out. So, Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your presence, Father. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for forgiveness, Father, for we surely do need it every day of our life. And thank you for sending out mercy and grace every day of our life. So, Father, I pray that you would water the seed that was planted today. Let it produce a great harvest for you and your kingdom, for your glory. Father, I pray that you would keep everyone who's tuned in encouraged in you. I pray that you would bring us up to the next level that we need to go in you. Keep taking us from faith to faith in you. Help us even, Father, even when if we can't reach out to the broadcast like the other night because Blog Talk was maintenance in the website. Father, help us even in those moments when we're looking to reach out to the broadcast. If we cannot get to the broadcast for whatever reason, help us still to steal away to you and pick up the word of God and sit down somewhere and concentrate and focus on your word and hear from you regardless. Because that's what we do over here. We're pointing to you. So, Father, help us. I'm talking about you draw the people through us to help them to get dependent on you. Not even on the broadcast, but help them to get dependent on you and your word. Thank you for the broadcast. Continue to use the broadcast for your glory. Continue to use it to encourage us and bring us together. But, Father, like I said, if we can't get to it, Father, let your will be done and help us to still go away, get the Bible, sit down for ourselves and hear from you. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Hallelujah And amen.
Yeah. You tune into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. I holler at y'all. What is it? I think tomorrow. Sunday, AFG, 9 o'clock a.m. We'll holler at y'all. If not, we'll be back Tuesday for Teaching Tuesday. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man, y'all stay encouraged. Keep praying. Stay in that word. You know what I'm talking about? Getting to know God for yourself. Love you. Peace.
Life with the Lord, and I sit up in the manger, sharpen my sword. Got a heart for the love for the Lord, and it's obvious. Focused on heaven, serving where my deposit is. Trying to maintain this on the show, still minister the truth. Feel the spirit in the booth, times colder. It's the Christ-made soldier.
power from the cross, annihilate the cobra. Praises unto God, pick you up and put the healing on the scars until it's over. And he flipped the world over. Lucifer is dying, sorcery is cooked. Reservation deep in hell, in the spot books. This is for the atheist, the Satanist, and baby killer. Hypocritical pastor, bastards, and the rape givers. Give it all to God. Jesus waiting on you, and you will never fall. All you gotta do is call.
We all gon' pass away. Hope is Christ inside. For you take that ride, ride. In the last days, we all gon' pass away. Hope is Christ inside. For you take that ride, ride.
Fearfully and wonderfully I made. Awoken by his grace, yeah, I'm thankful for the day. New age slave, nah, never that, baby. Babylon system got it broken down, crazy. Jesus Christ, the ultimate, better yet, I'm walking it. Obedience is better than sacrifice, I offer it. I know the difference between a watcher and a prophet is sorcery. Get that fortune telling way of offering me. I'ma see through it, twisted like a Rubik's. Pieces to the puzzle, knowing Jesus gonna do it. Touch the inner cities, don't forget about the birds. Nation gone zombie, get your trust inside the word. Every famous gospel rapper talking about these gospel rappers with these general statements. Brother, stop hating. Body needs to unify instead of all the negative. You and I, Lucifer, my target, for the veil go to human eye.
In the last days, we all gon' pass away. Hope is Christ inside. For you take that ride, ride.
The will of the Father.
In the last days, we all gon' pass away. Hope is Christ inside.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.